You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the government has amended gang legislation that would allow police officers to enter private properties of repeat offenders showcasing gang emblems, patches and insignia. The New Zealand Law Society sent an open letter, which was sent by the Society's Vice President, David Campbell, outlining their concerns for the proposal. The concerns raised include how gang insignia is identified, which, if the clause is taken literally, could be interpreted as printed reproductions of logos, which could make it illegal to own newspapers or certain books with gang insignia inside of it, increasing the risk of someone to be criminally liable around someone in possession of gang memorabilia, concerns that the amendment will have detrimental effects to communities and whānau in which gang members can reside in, as well as infringing on rights protected by the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act 1990. I spoke to the convener for the New Zealand Law Society's Criminal Law Committee, Chris Macklin, about the committee's open letter and the ethics of the amendment. The government has amended laws to proposed gang legislation. Can you explain what these amendments entail?
In short, the amendments entail for repeat breaches of public wearing of prohibited gang insignia and so on, that orders can be issued which will intrude into the home in the sense of prohibiting their display at home and allowing police to search people for gang insignia and so on and penalise them further for having it.
The New Zealand Law Society has written to Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith in an open letter calling out concerns around the new amendment. What are these concerns?
The concerns are that the amendment set out an amendment paper, so I'll just refer to an amendment paper when I do, but the amendment paper impact on some pretty fundamental rights protected by the Bill of Rights. The flow on for that is that it's going to impact on families, whānau, and those residing with gang members or former gang members. There's a rule of law concern about the way in which it's been done, the fact that it's been done after the select committee process. So probably the main thing for your listeners to understand is that the impingement on the Bill of Rights will be quite significant. The definition of gang insignia includes any item or thing to which a sign, symbol or representation is attached or affixed, and that can mean just about anything in terms of signifying gang allegiance or former gang allegiance. And it extends to, as I say, a residential restriction. And really some concerns about that, because obviously people live in a whole variety of diverse arrangements, and it would be quite wrong to assume that because somebody has, say, gang insignia in their home, that A, it's theirs, or B, that they're somehow in control or responsible for it. And C, even if it is theirs, this is in the sanctity of their own home, where traditionally, unless something's impinging on other people, one wouldn't be having, you know, police and state involvement. So yeah, that's the real concern.
Do you believe the amendment has been given adequate time to receive comments from the public and parties of interest?
No, it has not. The legislation under which it has been brought through was the Gangs Legislation Amendment Bill, and the select committee phase of that bill had already been completed by the time the amendment paper was presented. I don't have the time frame in front of me, but I know that the Law Society's letter was sent the 7th of August 2024, and my memory is it was maybe a week or two prior to that that I actually appeared in the Select Committee to be heard on the bill. So it was certainly after the Select Committee phase, and from what I've seen in the media, the government have accepted it was after the Select Committee phase, and they said that was because there was some more drafting and other work they wanted to do before they tabled that amendment.
Both Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith and Police Minister Mark Mitchell told media outlet Newsroom that the changes are vital as a component of the government's crackdown on gangs and public displays of gang patches and insignia. Is there evidence to suggest that such a move will help with the government's aims?
No, I have yet to see any evidence that it would help. I mean, the common sense position is if we ban gang patches, we'll see less of them, and if we enforce that ban by prohibiting them in people's homes, people might not have them around to take out onto the streets, I'm guessing. But apart from that lay understanding of it, I have yet to see any evidence at all. And the society and others have expressed concerns about the practical impact of prohibiting gang patches per se, let alone then supporting that with a prohibition that reaches into people's homes.
What is the New Zealand Law Society hoping for with the open letter?
First and foremost, we always hope with an open letter for engagement, so that those who are responsible for decision making are alive to the issues and engage with us, but more importantly, the public, on what it is that's going on. So it's not an open letter designed to do anything more than alert both the government of the day and the public at large to some significant issues with the timing and content of the amendment proposed. The society itself doesn't want anything out of the open letter apart from, as I say, people engaging, being aware of, entering the discussion about some of the concerns that have been raised. Look, for the society, there's just one thing to understand, and it can be a bit mealy-mouthed or lengthy to explain, but the reality is that even amongst our membership, there'll be people with all sorts of views about the policy merits of what's proposed. So if you're going to ban gang patches, where they're banned, how, and how that's enforced, are all up for grabs in terms of policy, and it wouldn't be for the Law Society to wade in and say that's a good idea or that's a bad idea. The main concern here is how that policy is being implemented. So we have a provision or a proposed provision that's going to allow the police into people's homes to gather evidence of aligning with a particular group or culture, or even having previously done so or have a family member that's done so. And quite apart from any policy concerns, that's imposition on your rights, such as privacy and freedom of speech, that needs to be seriously examined. And that serious examination would normally entail public consultation, which is not what's happened here. And so those are the main concerns for the society. We need to be really explicit that we're not wading in on the policy direction as such, but the way that this amendment's been proposed and the fact that it appears to be skirting what are some pretty essential, pretty important consultation processes is of major concern.
That was convener for the New Zealand Law Society's Criminal Law Committee, Chris Macklin, about the committee's open letter and the ethics of the amendment. Text us in on 5395 any of your thoughts on these pieces. We'll be right back. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.